listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. Gotta be
center field. Yeah. Good afternoon, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to Bobby Joe Whitaker Field here in Mount Sterling. Dan Manley with you for high school baseball action. 40th District regular season play tonight as the Clark County Cardinals are here to take on the Montgomery County Indians. Cardinals having a great season. Montgomery County, of course, very young team, and the Indians have struggled, but hey, hoping to kind of put things together as we get near the end of this season. Clark County at 17-10. They are the number one ranked team in Region 10, Montgomery County, at 6-14 coming in. New coaches for both teams. Brian Minyard, the head coach for Montgomery County, and the head coach, Eddie Brooks, the new coach for Clark County. And we're just about ready to get underway here today as Montgomery County has already taken the field. Jace Mays on the mound for the Indians today to see if the Indians can, again, it's not so much about getting a win today. They were beaten by this Clark County team in a run rule game after six innings the first time they played in Winchester. So the Indians are hoping for a better showing today. It's later in the season, and they'll see what the Tribe can do today. Jace Mays is going to be on the mound for the Indians today, and he's out there, the right-hander, the sophomore, warming up right now. Mays has had an outstanding season so far, although, again, it has been shortened because of injuries. He comes into the game with a 3-0 record, an 0.39 earned run average for Jason Mays. Camden McAlpin ready to lead things off for Clark County, a 316 batting average with seven doubles, three triples, and a home run. Has driven in 15, left-hand batter on the, and he has stolen 19 or 20 bases, has walked 23 times so far in 27 games, so he's been on base a lot. Mays delivers and misses outside with ball one, and this game is underway. Check the Montgomery County defense coming up here in just a minute. There's a pitch that is hit and popped foul off to the left side, back out of play to even the count of one ball, one strike. McAlpin will be followed by J.P. Gaines and Abram Howard in the lineup for Clark County. That pitch is down inside, hit out in front of the plate and bounced to the backstop, and it's 2-1. A little bit of breeze blowing, but very lightly out toward right center field here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. Beautiful sunshine. We'll have a little shadows on the field later in the game. Mays deals it 2-1, and that's up high, and it's 3 balls and a strike. Chase Mays has been bothered by a partially torn labrum in his non-pitching shoulder that has kept him out of a number of games this season. He deals, and that pitch is, that looked pretty good to me, but they must have thought it was high. And there's the walk to Camden McAlpin. So McAlpin becomes a base runner again. He's stolen 19 of 20 bases. Here's J.P. Gaines coming to the plate. Gaines, a .304 batting average on the season, has 5 doubles and a home run. Has driven in 13 runs on the season. A right-handed batter, Abram Howard, moves to the on-deck circle. Runner with a really good lead. He looks to me like he's about ready to take off, but doesn't there, and a swing and a miss for a strike. Being held on there at first base by Eli Leach. Clark County in black uniforms, red caps and batting helmets, white numerals trimmed in red. Throw over to first, and diving back in is McAlpin. Got a high sky today here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. Again, the lead is beyond the cutout, so he's in position to take off and run. Another throw over, they got him. So McAlpin is picked off first base. And that's the first out of this first inning. One thing about Leach isn't very tall as a first base. You usually don't like that, but on a pickoff play, he's down there close to the ground, and there's a swing and a miss, and Gaines is down, no balls and two strikes. On the season, Mays, with 18 strikeouts in 18 innings, has walked only one batter through those 18 and posting that 2-0 record. He kicks, he deals, and it's popped up back of the plate, and it's going to just get back out of play in the stands. Count a hold of no balls and two strikes. Mays has been extremely efficient with his 0.39 earned run average coming in here. Only one earned run and only two runs overall and 19 hits. Throws to the strike zone, and that pitch is just a bit high, and it's 1 ball, 2 strikes. Good waste pitch right there. I mean, if he goes after that, he's going to swing through it or, in all likelihood, pop it up. Jace kicks and he deals, and that one's down in the dirt. Bounces away from Montgomery County catcher Sam Cooper, and it's 2-2. The Indians with Eli Leach at first base. Evan Kofer at second. The shortstop is Jake Todd, and Jamin Cable at third base. Cooper behind the plate. Mays ready and dealing the 2-2, and it's hit into right center field. And that'll drop for a base hit. Took an unusual hop out there, but it's gathered in by Braxton Wells, and Clark County has a one-out base runner in their first hit of the game. So good piece of hitting by J.P. Gaines, and here is Abram Howard coming to the plate. Howard steps in, right-handed batter, .319 batting average for Howard. Not a real big guy. They set up on the outside part of the plate. Mays pitches and just misses outside. It's 1 ball, no strikes. Caden Spicer will be on deck. This Clark County team comes in with a team batting average of .292. Big thing about there's a throw over to first. Big thing really for Clark County is a 3.23 earned run average overall. And, boy, that kind of overall ERA is going to get you a lot of wins in high school baseball. Another throw, and they just about got him again. Almost another pickoff. Count is 1 ball, no strikes. Spicer, the Clark County first baseman. Kaba is in on the edge of the grass at third base. And there's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball in for a strike. Count is all even at 1-1. base, comes set, throw over. Boy, another really close attempt, forcing Gaines to dive back in. And he shortens up that lead a little bit there. There's another breaking pitch that's in for a strike, and Spicer just kind of shakes his head. He's down, a ball and two strikes on the count. Somebody just walked in with a Kentucky Colonels ABA champion basketball shirt on. I haven't seen that one in a while. Another throw over. You know, on one side, people are thinking, boy, that guy's really worrying, Jace Mays. I think Jace Mays is wearing out the, of course, you can't make more than a couple of throws over in Major League Baseball now. Runner starts to go, they throw back, and the ball just got away from Eli Leach. He almost had another pickoff. They had him leaning, and he knows it. He's glad to be still on the base pass right now. I think I said Spicer. This is Howard batting. Howard waits, and there's a ball pop foul down the right field line. And it's a ball and two strikes and holding right now to the right-handed batting Clark County shortstop. Lachlan Hansel is going to be on the mound today for Clark County. Throw over to first. Again, he dives back in. Here's a ball hit off of Cable at third. It pops way up in the air, and the runners will be safe at first and second. So Howard reaches on the error at third base. So the runners at first and second with one out, and here is Caden Spicer, the first baseman. Spicer steps in batting right-handed. 347 batting average. He's one of the top hitters for the Cardinals. And the first pitch to him is, boy, just a tiny bit low. Didn't miss by much with that one, but ball one. Montgomery County looking for a double play ball here. Mays comes set. Decent lead at second base. The pitch is low and away. And it's two balls, no strikes. May staring in at catcher Sam Cooper. And now he's ready. And he pitches, and that pitch, boy, that is really close right there. That's 3-0. I mean, if that's a ball all day long, I need to make sure they have plenty of Snickers bars in the concession stand, because it was a little bit high, but it wasn't much. Here comes the 3-0, and that's in for a strike over the outside corner. Taken all the way that time was Spicer, with Davis waiting on deck. Runners at first and second, one out here in the top of the first inning. Glad you could join us for high school baseball today here on 1150, 106.9 FM, the Cards and the Indians. And the pitch is popped up, and that'll get back out of play. And we're now full at three balls, two strikes. Headed out behind the plate in the mound. Goes catcher Sam Cooper to talk with Mays here. Jay stems behind the pitching rubber, rubs the baseball up a little bit, steps up on the mound. Takes a glance back to second base, set up on the outside part of the plate, and the pitch is hit into center field and roaming over and making, it's off the glove of the center fielder. And they won't get a run in as the throw comes back in. That ball as center fielder Ethan Oberhauser roamed toward right center field. It went off his glove and bounded toward Braxton Wells, the right fielder, was able to pick it up in a hurry. But now a couple of errors, and Clark County has the bases loaded with one out here in the top of the first inning. So the Indians hoping to come up with a play. Here's Brady Davis, big right-hand batter, the senior right in the back of the batter's box, and hits the curveball foul down the right field line, out of play. Davis coming in, a .259 batting average, has two doubles, two triples, and three home runs on the season. Guys, it's got plenty of power. He bats with Benjamin Fulks on deck for the Cardinals. He's working from the stretch. Pitches a breaking ball, and gosh, where is that pitch? I tell you, it had to be inside, but that's awfully close. One ball, one strike, the count. And there's a pop-up back out of play, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Four baseballs coming out for the home plate umpire. Well, the big thing you want from an umpire is just really to be, first you want him to be good and have a good strike zone, and then to be really consistent. And he's been consistent here in the top half of the first inning. Only one out. Mays delivers, and the ball is hit well out to center field, and that ball is going to be off the fence. That'll get three runs home. The throw does come to the plate just a little bit late, and Brady Davis gives Clark County a 3-0 lead with a three-run double here in the top half of the first inning. Davis hit that ball well. Only one out here is Benjamin Fulks. Fulks comes in a .390 batting average. A couple of doubles, a couple of triples. Left-hand batter. First pitch to him is fouled away and out of play. See if Mays can just kind of gather himself now. That's a pitch that was really well hit. But he has been put in a position to give up these three runs, really. Very little fault of his own. Could be out of the inning right now. There's a pitch fouled off. No balls and two strikes. Unearned runs. Indians have given up 34 unearned runs in 20 innings this season coming in. That's three more now. Here's the 0-2. Boy, good waste pitch, just missing outside. And it's a ball and two strikes. So Fulks batting with Abe Mullins in the on-deck circle. Mays again sets up on, or the catcher sets up the outside part of the plate. They miss outside, and it's two balls, two strikes. Coach Eddie Brooks, a guy who's been around the baseball world and Central Kentucky for a long time, coaching a lot of youth baseball, and really open stance for Benjamin Fulks. Pulls that right leg, hitting from the left side way back, and goes after the curveball and fouls it away to keep the at-bat going. Making Jace Mays throw a lot of pitches here in the top half of this first inning. Mays ready for the 2-2. It's a breaking ball. It comes in low. And the count is full at three balls, two strikes. Oh, Davis with a good lead at second base. Mays delivers, and it's a slow bouncer to the shortstop. It's gloved. The throw is in time. No, they say no. Boy, in a bang-bang play, safe at first base. And Davis moves on to third. So an infield hit for Benjamin Fulks. And now the batter is Abe Mullins. Right-hand batter who bats with runners at first and third. Fulks has stolen 10 bases in 12 attempts. Doesn't have a great lead, but I'll be surprised if he isn't going early in this count. May steps back off the pitching rubber. Well, it's a beautiful day for baseball. You kind of, if you are a fan, if you're a Clark County fan, you like the lead early. If you're a baseball fan, you kind of like to take those errors off the board and still have a nothing-nothing game going to the bottom of the first. There's a ball hit foul down the right field side for a strike. Thirty-five pitches already thrown here in this top half of the first inning. Mays with a one strike pitch, it's high. 1-1. Indians will be right back here tomorrow with another district game against Bourbon County. Throw over to first, and runner dives back in safely. Another throw over. Another dive in safely. Now Mays is ready, comes to the plate, and that's inside. Two balls and a strike. Kermit County softball team in action today. They're playing over at Tommy Reffitt Field against Madison Central. Runner goes, pitches bounce to the first baseman. He'll glove it. He'll get the second out, but another run scores to make it 4-0. On to second base goes Fulks.
Softball's away.
Softball is away rather than at home. My apologies to you. Here's Carter Mayfield, the left fielder, stepping in, right-handed batter. And the first pitch to him is in for a strike. There's a ground liner off the glove of the second baseman into right field. And another run will score, and it's 5-0. And the Indians, again, that's not an easy play, but a play that certainly can be made. And the inning continues. And it's 5-0. Clark County here in the top of the first inning. Here is Tycon Howie, the batter. It's actually Tyler Howie, a .288 batting average coming into this game. Second baseman. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled straight back for a strike. Indians are, of course, throughout this season, with the loss of so many, with all the starting lineup from a year ago, as the pitch comes in and a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Indians essentially lost all of their pitchers. Jamin Cabo thrown just a little bit last year as a freshman. So they had to replace everybody, really. That pitch is just off the plate. One ball, two strikes. Whew. I don't know what the telestrator would have said about that pitch. in the strike zone. Throw over to first, and runner gets back. One ball, two strike count with two outs, but five runs in for Clark County here in the top of the first inning. They've done it with four hits. Runner goes, pitch is fouled away, and we'll do it again as a runner retraces his steps back to first base. Here's a ball fouled off first base side. We're still at one ball, two strikes. He shakes off a sign from Cooper. Now he has the one he wants. And the 1-2 with the runner going, and the ball is hit high in the air out into center field and going over his Oberhauser to make the play, and the inning is finally over. But in the top half of the first inning, the Cardinals bat around. They get five runs. They do it on four hits. There were a couple of Montgomery County errors and a runner left on base. And we'll go to the bottom of the first inning. Indians with makeup work to do. They trail 5-0. We'll be back in 90 seconds. So we get ready for the bottom of the first inning. Lachlan Hansel on the mound for Clark County, a 3-3 record with a save, a 4.91 earned run average. He's been in 10 games, 6 as a starter, 25 and 2/3 innings, has struck out 44 in those 25 and 2/3. He's walked 27, 20 runs, 18 of them earned on 19 hits. And a big guy, a big right-hander, Lachlan Hansel, ready to go to work against Montgomery County here in the bottom half of the first inning, and he takes the mound, staked to a 5-0 lead. Indians will send Jace Mays, Jake Todd, and Ethan Oberhauser to the plate here in the bottom half of the first inning.
Be present right here. It's all
matters. Mace, a .333 batting average on the season. He's missed four of the Indians' game, been in 16 games. That .333 batting average, double and a triple among his hits, and first pitch and that hitting. So Mays becomes a leadoff base runner for the Indians here in the bottom of the first. Here's Jake Todd, .327 batting average with five doubles and a couple of home runs. Tied for the team lead and runs batted in with 12. Mays has stolen 8 bases in 10 attempts. That's the 11th time this season Mays has been hit by a pitch. And the first pitch from the big right-hander, Lachlan Hansel, is in for a strike to Todd. 0-1. Todd bats, Oberhauser waits. Hansel comes set and pitches, and that pitch is a bit high for a ball. So the strike zone has been established. I mean, it is definitely a little bit on the low side. I mean, the high strike is not going to be there for batters today, I don't think. So they can lay off the Iowans, as they say. That pitch is down low, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Todd, just a slight open stance, bidding hitting from the right side against the right-hand thrower. Hansel bluffed to throw to first base, but was not on the pitching rubber. Now he steps back on. Comes set, third baseman in close for the Cardinals. In a couple of steps on the grass, there's a ball popped up down the third base side in foul territory, and coming over, the third baseman makes the catch in foul ground for the Cardinals. Over to grab that one.
Number two, Ethan Overhauser.
And that's the first out. So one gone, and here's Ethan Overhauser. Overhauser with a .311 batting average, a couple, three doubles, a couple of triples on the season, right-hand batter. Again, another bluff to first base. And the pitch to the plate is a swing and a miss for a strike. Hansel has just a bit of an unusual delivery, only in that he stays very straight up. He doesn't lean in very much when he delivers the ball. Another glance over at first base. But he's trying to measure that lead as much as he can. Hansel sets. Takes a long time and time asked for and granted to Overhauser. We're in the bottom of the first inning, and Clark has jumped on top 5-0 here in this game. Here is the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss on a good fastball. Hansel gets ahead, no balls and two strikes. Again, he has been a strikeout guy, averaging just under two strikeouts an inning that he has pitched this season. Here's a swing and a miss, and there are two gone. Here's Blake Minyard. Minyard, a .394 batting average with five doubles, has driven in just six runs. He's been up only 33 times. He's played in just 11 of the 20 games for the Tribe. Very even stance, hitting from the right side. Hansel ready to deal to him, and the pitch is hit foul. Swinging late on that pitch, and it's no balls and a strike. Well, Hansel hit Mays with the first pitch of the game, but he has been throwing strikes since then. Ahead 0-1. Minyard waits. There's a good breaking pitch that's in for a called strike two. 0-2 the count. And that's a call strike three. Bing, bang, boom on those last two batters. And strikeout swinging, strikeout call, nothing across for the Indians. A runner left on base, and we'll go to the second inning with our score. Clark County 5, Montgomery County nothing. And we'll be back after we step out 30 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Well, the disparity of pitches thrown in that first inning 44 pitches thrown by Jace Mays in that first inning and 11 thrown by Lachlan Hansel. So Mays hoping to see if he can go through the lineup the second time with more success, and that his fielders will give him a little more support here in the second inning. All five runs in that first inning were unearned for the Cardinals. Again, Montgomery County back here tomorrow with Bourbon County coming in. Clark County has beaten Bourbon County in the first of their two meetings, so the way things look right now, you anticipate that it'll be Clark County and Paris, Montgomery County and Bourbon County in the opening round of district tournament play, but still a little work to be done by teams. We'll see what happens. Mays goes to work. McAlpin walked his first time up, and he takes a strike. And there's another strike over the outside corner. So a couple of good pitches by Mays, and he's ahead. No balls, two strikes. And a swing and a miss. And Mays has his first strike out of the game. One up and one gone here in the second. Here is J.P. Gaines, who had a base hit. Came around to score on an error. There's a pitch that just misses low for ball one. One ball, no strike to count. There's a pitch fouled right back. Eric Davis almost, he flinched sitting behind home plate there. One ball, one strike to count. Swing and a miss. Mays jumps ahead, a ball and two strikes to Gaines with Abram Howard in the on-deck circle. Mays doesn't take a lot of time. Boy, there's a check swing on a pitch that broke outside, and the count is even at 2-2. And here's strike three. Boy, Mays with back-to-back strikeouts to start the second inning. And here's Abram Howard. And with two outs and nobody on, the first pitch is in for a strike. Well, Mays makes you think he just needed an inning to kind of find himself in terms of location after being out a little bit. He misses there. Not by much. It's one ball, one strike to Abram. And the ball is popped down the right field line, and that ball will be a foul ball. Just dropped in, the right fielder Braxton Wells unable to get over there. Eli Leach and second baseman Evan Kofer all giving chase. And Mays is ahead, a ball and two strikes. So ball and two with two outs here in the top of the second inning. Howard Berry, even stance, hitting from the right-hand batter's box. They set up outside. The pitch is just a bit out away, and it's two balls, two strikes.
Everybody working, Sam. Good job, babe.
And the break-even pitch is hit high in the air and foul down the right field line, and Leach goes back and makes the catch with his back to home plate. Nice play by Eli Leach. And it's a 1-2-3 second inning for Mays after the Cardinals did damage in the first. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning. Clark came with a 5-0 lead. See if the Indians can get something going against Lachlan Hansel, who struck out a pair in the first inning. We'll be right back here in 90 seconds.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision.
and most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Leading off the Montgomery County second, first pitch hitting and grounded out to the second baseman, so Leach is retired. Here's catcher Sam Cooper. Lachlan Hansel, the big right-hander, ready, and he kicks, he deals, and a swing and a miss. Went right through a fastball. Cooper bats, and then Evan Colfer will be next. Major League action today. The Reds playing an early game out in San Diego and behind the Padres 6-2 down the eighth inning. Here's strike two, a swing and a miss, and it's no balls and two strikes. Reds have been out hit 8-4. Ashcraft had a good start for the Reds, six scoreless innings, but there's a swing and a miss, and another strikeout. So two up and two gone here in the second inning for the Indians. Here's Evan Colfer. Colfer, a 280 batting average on the season, has a double. He's driven in six runs on the season. Slight open stance hitting from that right side for the youngster, and he takes a pitch that's up high for a ball. 1-0. Swing and a miss. He chased a high fastball there. It's all even at 1-1. Looked at a close pitch for a ball, then swings at a pitch well out of the zone there. Couldn't lay off the high fastball. Another pitch down, this one down the heart of the plate, and it's a ball and two strikes. So Lachlan Hansel working quickly and in control here in this second inning against the Indians. Braden Doerr is on deck. That looked like a... Here's a pitch for a ball, it's 2-2. I think that was a balk right there. He stopped pretty much in mid-delivery. See if he does that again. No, he's fluid this time, and the ball is pop foul back off to the right side. So Colfer stays alive at two balls, two strikes. Indians have had one base runner in an inning and two-thirds, and that was on a hit batsman. Hansel pitches, and that's a breaking ball that hangs up and in. And it's three balls and two strikes. And Hansel did the one thing you don't want to do, and that was kind of start walking toward the dugout like you thought that was strike three to the umpire. Here's the payoff. Fouled straight back. So Kofor's still alive. Indians, again, when you look down this lineup, and it's not that they don't have any seniors, but they got a lot of young players, freshmen and sophomores, in the starting lineup. Hansel flexes that pitching glove, and he pitches, and the ball is hit to the shortstop, who makes a good play. A shortstop, a short hop. He flagged that one down, looking to the sky, and throws out Colfer for the third out of the inning. Nothing across for the Indians in the bottom of the second. We played two. Cards lead it 5-0 when we come back for third inning action in 90 seconds.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new peach LA. Get more details on our website, la1.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
He dropped the Cardinals' third inning. He hit a double to deep left center, driving in three runs his first time up there. Fouls a pitch off for a strike. That pitch is inside, and it's all even at 1-1. Davis, a senior, big right-hand batter. Good breaking ball, and ball two. Two balls and a strike to count. Here's a ball hit high in the air, deep to left center field, and going back and back, and that ball is out of here. Davis got all of that one. A home run to left center. And Park County extends the lead to now 6-0, and four runs batted in now for Davis.
Up the bat, number three, Davis.
And I'm sorry, that was Caden Spicer. Here's Davis to bat. My apologies. Caden Spicer with the home run. So Davis bats with nobody out. And the count is two balls, no strikes. The pitch hits the outside corner for a strike. Pitch is fouled away as the count evens up at two balls, two strikes. And that pitch is bouncing up there. Three and two the count. Mays stares in as a sign, the payoff. Well, he just misses outside, and Davis walks. Here's Benjamin Folks, who singled and scored a run in the first inning, left-handed batter. Mays works from the stretch, and the pitch is taken high for a ball. Coaches give out a lot of numbers these days. I kind of like the, to the bill of the cap, shoulder, belt. I like the old baseball signs instead of numbers.
You know what the trade is now, don't you?
Here's a pitch that's fouled away for a strike. What is it, Coach?
It's
based on where they're standing when they get the signal.
Based on where they're standing in the coaching box when they give the signals. I would not be smart enough to play today, probably. Couldn't figure it out. Missed signs, be in the dugout. Runner at first, nobody out. 6-0 Cardinal lead, throw over. Davis dives back in. Davis, not to the edge of the cutout. Not going. Pitch is taken for a strike. And Folks drops behind Jace Mays, a ball and two strikes. Left-hand batter, Benjamin Folks for the Cardinals. Real open stance. Pitch is popped up. Foul, back out of play. We stay at 1-2. The Cardinals with, again, five unearned runs in the first inning. A solo home run by Spicer here in the second inning. But it's a pitch just misses outside, a curveball that didn't quite get in, and it's all even at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Again, Montgomery County coming in 6-14 on the season. And there's a ball hit well to center field, and it will drop for a base hit. Davis will have to stop at second base. And they're two on with nobody out. Second hit of the game for Folks, and now Coach Minyard is on his way to the mound. We've got the conference going on. And as the conference goes on, let's step out. We'll be back here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field in 1 minute.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Indians are going to make a pitching change right here. And I think Cabo's going to come on to pitch. So we'll rotate players around, and they're just now making that change. So while Cabo gets warmed up, let's step out again. We'll be back and continue here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. Cardinals lead the Indians 6-0 here in the third inning, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Do you regularly divvy up the dinner bill with friends or family? Split the cost of that check with Zelle, a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to people you know and trust right from your traditional bank account. So after you split the meal, make sure to split the cost of the dinner bill with Zelle. Learn more at traditionalbank.com/Zelle. Terms and conditions apply. Traditional Bank, member FDIC.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. with dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
So Jamin Cable will come on and pitch for the Indians here in the top half of the third inning, and here it's a couple of base runners with nobody out, and the first pitch is down low for a ball. Cable has a 0-5 record, a 9.90 earned run average. He's been in five games, 23 and a third innings, struck out 17, walked 16, and given up 33 earned runs, 43 runs overall in that time. A right-hand pitcher comes set. The 1-0 is hit well out into left center field, and Overholzer goes over and makes the grab. Back in quickly, and there's one out. Well-hit ball off the bat of Mullins. One out. And now for Clark County. It's Carter Maynard. Come to the plate. Maynard had a base hit, drove in a run. There's a pitch in for a strike. Big lead out at second base by Brady Davis. But he didn't go to third. One strike to count. Cava comes set, a glance at second. And he pitches, and that was just a bit low and outside. 1-1. Ground ball over the head of Cava. They field it, and they do not get anybody. Well, that'll be an error. The second baseman trying to just, should have just caught the ball and stepped on the bag and then gotten the double play. Indians could have been out of the inning. Instead, the bases are now loaded. With one out. And the batter, Tylon Howie. And the pitch is a bit low for ball one. Clark County has an entire separate junior varsity team. They've got a huge squad of players. There's a ground ball that's foul outside of third. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. Now, Cava really pitched pretty well a year ago. So for Montgomery County, you know, the hope would be that Mays, you know, is able to get in a little bit of more of a pitching routine and stay healthy. Pitch is inside, and it's 2-1. But Cava kind of finds himself, and you go into the postseason with, you know, a couple of pitchers you feel like can keep you in ball games. There's a swing and a miss. Count is all even at 2-2. Again, the bases are loaded here with one out, top of the third, and a ground ball to the right side. Second baseman Gloves goes to second for one. They're going to throw home, and they didn't get him. Throw is just a little bit down the third baseline. So it's an infield out, but two runs score. Four to six on the put out at second base with the second out. Runner at first. The lead is now 8-0 here in the top of the third, and here is McAlpin. Leadoff batter who has walked and struck out in his two trips. Well, there again, the Indians giving up unearned runs. Throw over to first, almost past Eli Leach, but he snags it. Runner dives back in safely. Runner goes, throw to second base, and just in. Pretty good throw from behind the plate by Sam Cooper. A little bit on the third base side, and shortstop Jake Todd unable to get the ball over in time. And it's one ball, no strikes. Throw back to second base, and they just about got him, but slides back in safely. You're hearing buzzers go off, and that's because AT&T has a problem. Here's a pitch that's just a little bit high, and it's been a one-ball, one-strike count. Kaba comes set, glances at the runner, and the pitch, and the ball is ripped on a line and caught by Eli Leach at first base, and the inning is over. But in the third, Clark County comes up with three runs. They do it on two hits. There was a Montgomery County error and a runner left on base. And we'll go to the bottom half of inning number three. Clark County Cardinals taking advantage of unearned runs in the game, and seven of the eight go that way. They lead it 8-0, and we'll be back for the bottom of the third coming up in just 90 seconds.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Braden Doerr leads off for Montgomery County here in the bottom of the third inning, then Kaba, and then we're back to the top of the order, and there's a chopper foul over near the Clark County dugout. The count is one ball, one strike. Indians have had but one base runner in two innings against Lachlan Hansel, who kicks and he deals, and there's a chopper foul back of the plate again, and it's a ball and two strikes. Montgomery County had beaten the Cardinals 10 times in a row when Clark County won easily here early this season. It's always been a great rivalry, of course, over the years, and a swing and a miss at a high fastball, and foul tipped, actually, they say, into the mitt. And that'll be strikeout number four in the game for Hansel through two and a third, and here's Jamin Kaba. Kaba just a 125 batting average. His bat hasn't really arrived yet this season either. Right-hand hitter, ready and waiting on the right-hander. Hansel pitches and a swing and a miss at an up-and-in fastball, one strike. Cable waits, and that one's down low, and it's a ball and a strike to count. Cable, very even stance, hitting from the right side batter's box, and takes that pitch up and in. And it's Two balls and a strike, the count. Cardinals got five in the first, all unearned. Three in the third, two of those were unearned, but they lead it 8-0 here over the Indians. Swing and a miss, went right through a fastball, and Hansel ahead. Are actually back even in the count now, two balls, two strikes. Little breeze blowing out toward right on a perfect baseball day here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field in Mount Sterling. There's a curveball that he fights off and fouls back, and the count holds at two balls, two strikes. Hansel ready and pitches, and a swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the Montgomery County third inning.
Back-to-back for the Indians, number three, Braylon
Wright. As we told you, coming in, Hansel had struck out 44 batters in 25 and two-thirds and doing nothing to cause a problem with that. Here's the first pitch and in for Montgomery County now. At the plate. Is Braylon Lambert, who's down at third base, I think. And Lambert has taken a couple of pitches out of the strike zone. Yet another one of the really young players for the Indians. Lambert replacing Mays in the batting lineup of that number one spot. He's had two balls, no strikes. And that was way inside. And it's 3-0. So Lambert trying to become a two-out base runner. That pitch is right down the heart of the plate, and it's three balls and a strike. Jake Todd waiting to bat next for the Indians. The 3-1, that's a check swing, and that's too high. So Lambert walks and trots down to first base.
Back to the plate for the Indians, number zero, Jake Todd.
Brings Jake Todd to the plate. Todd fouled out to the third baseman his first time up.
Let's go, JT.
Lambert taking the lead there at first base. And the first pitch is hit high in the air to right field. But almost right in the tracks of the Clark County right fielder out there. And putting it away is Tycon Howie. And the inning is quickly over for the Indians. They do get a base runner here in the third. Nothing across, and we go to the fourth inning. Clark County with an 8-0 lead on Montgomery County here. At Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. We're back in 90 seconds.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2000. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at SterlingHealthKY.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
So Gaines leads off here in the And it's a high and deep to left field and going back, and that ball is going to be out of here. Gains a first pitch home run. And I actually, as he crosses the plate, and I'm not sure, but I actually think Gaines batted out of turn. But I'm not sure on that. I'm sure I'm wrong. Had a trouble with the lineup today, and so the lead is 9-0, and the batter is going to be Caden Spicer. Or rather, Abram at the plate. Abram Howard fouls the first pitch off for a strike from Kaba. Second home run of the game by the Cardinals. Kaba's breaking pitch is in for a strike. And it snowballs two strikes to count. After Abram, it'll be Spicer to bat. And there's a called strike three. Good sharp breaking pitch. Three-pitch strikeout there for Kaba. And there's one gone here in the top of the fourth inning. When the Cardinals run ruled Montgomery County earlier this season, 11-1 in six innings, there had not been a run rule game between these two teams since 2014. Been 10 years. Pitch just misses outside for a ball, and there's a ball hit well to left field, and coming in and making the play is Dorr. Came in a few steps on the ball that was sharply hit, and there are two outs.
Number three, Davis.
So here's Davis to bat. Davis has, he has doubled, he has walked, he has driven in three, he has scored twice. And Kaba pitches a breaking ball that just misses outside. Might have been a little bit low, ball one. Good pitch. Kaba ready. And that pitch hits him. So Davis is a two-out base runner. And here's Benjamin Fulks, who has been up twice and singled twice. Throw over to first. As Davis steps back. We play here in the fourth inning, and Clark leading at 9-0. Kaba pitches, and a ground ball that will get into right field for a base hit. With the runner being held on, Leach couldn't get to it. The runner going to second base, and they got him. Yeah, stumbled going in. That'll end the inning. It went from 9-5-4 for the putout on Fulks, who gets credit for his third hit of the game. But in the inning, Clark County gets a run on the home run. They had a couple of hits, and they leave one runner on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Clark County with a 9-0 lead here over the Indians. Tribe will have 3, 4, and 5 up in their batting order when we come back here in 90 seconds.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Ethan Overhauser leads off the Montgomery County third, then Blake Maynard and Eli Leach to bat off of Lachlan Hansel, who has not allowed a hit yet in this game. The Indians have had a couple of base runners, but no base hits for the Tribe, and Hansel down 2-0, and now 3-0 is the count to Overhauser. As he tries to become a leadoff base runner. The Indians down 9-0. Clark County has had 8 hits in the game. But again, the Indians with errors to allow now 7 of the 9 runs to score for Clark County. That pitch is up high, and it's a 4-pitch walk for Overhauser to start this fourth inning.
Coming back to the plate for the Indians, number 1, Blake Maynard.
Blake Maynard comes to the plate. Maynard called out on a third strike his first time up. Right-hand batter. Steps in. Hansel delivers the first pitch, and it's a ground ball to shortstop. He gloves on a big hop to second for one. Back to first, not in time. Why they call him out? I really thought the ball had gone by. He snagged that one. And now Coach Maynard is coming down to question the call. I don't know what the guys here in the press box thought. Probably thinking that he pulled off the base, but so that's a double play. 6-4. You thought it was going to be a double play when the play started, but then the throw, I thought it actually had gotten by him, and if not, that it did pull him off the base, but there are two outs. So quickly, two outs, and here's Eli Leach batting with two outs and nobody on. That pitch is up high for a ball. Hansel has walked a pair of batters. He's hit a batter, and those have been the three base runners. That pitch is in for a called strike. Fastball right at the knees to Leach. Right-hand batter, senior, waits, and that one's away and gets away from the catcher, the backstop, and it's 2-1. If Leach is able to reach Sam, Cooper will come up and bat next for the Tribe. They bat in the bottom of the fourth. And here's a ball hit into right center field for a base hit. The Indians have their first hit of the game. So Leach breaks up the no-hitter with a base hit here with two outs in the fourth. And what now makes that double play call look a little bit more important. Indians would have had first and second with just one out. Now it's Sam Cooper, who was a strikeout victim his first time up. But Lachlan Hansel has been impressive today. He's been able to throw to spots and a swing and a miss. Strike one to Sam Cooper. Indian senior catcher. Leach not much of a lead at first base. There's a foul ball, a foul tip at the plate, and Cooper is down. No balls, two strikes. No balls, two strikes with two outs here. Runner at first base, Hansel comes set. He pitches, and it gets away from the catcher. That one bounced up there, low and outside. Tough play for the Cardinals' backstop, J.P. Gaines, to try to block that one. And the wild pitch allows the runner to get into scoring position at second base with two outs. See if Cooper can come up with a base hit, try to get the Indians on the board here. But he's down the count, a ball and two strikes. Hansel pitches, and that's in there for a call, strike three. That was a good pitch. And another strikeout for Hansel. Indians in the bottom of the fourth, no runs on a hit. They leave a runner on base. And we go to the top of the fifth inning. It's all Clark County, 9-0 Cardinals lead here. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
8 Mullins leads off for the Cardinals here in the fifth and takes a pitch down and in from Jamin Cable for ball one. Mullins has bounced out to the first baseman, flied out to center field in his two trips to the plate. Very quickly, the Montgomery County catcher, Sam Cooper, trotting out to the mound to have a word with Cable after that first pitch of the inning. Cable kicks and he deals, and the pitch is right down the heart of the plate for a strike. Good fastball just above the knees. One ball, one strike. There's a ball hit foul down the third baseline, just foul, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Cable gave up a run last inning, but I think he's throwing the ball pretty well. There's a high bouncer, the shortstop, who bobbles it. Boy, again, the Indians are really struggling defensively. And another error on the Tribe. That's the fourth error of the game, and again, that has accounted for 7 of the 9 runs the Cardinals have scored. Quick throw over to first by Cable, but the runner is back. Here's Carter Maynard, and he is single and hit into a fielder's choice. Pitch pitched a bit low, and it's one ball, no strikes. The count to Maynard. Little right-handed batter. Pitches in for a strike. 1-1 the count. Throw to first again. He didn't let him drift off quite long enough that time. He made a quick throw. If he'd let him take another step and a half, which he was going to do, I think he might have picked him off right there. Now the runner looks a little more carefully toward the mound as he leads, and the pitch is down low. Two balls and a strike. Runner goes, pitch is popped up on the infield. Eli Leach from first base goes over and does a good job of making that play as the second baseman had gone toward the bag to cover with the runner going. And there's one out with the runner still at first. Here is Howie coming to the plate. Going to throw over to first with the runner back. Tyler Howie batting, hitting from that right side. Good-looking athlete, Howie. Fouls a pitch up and in, and hits it back of the plate for strike one. Moving to the on-deck circle with Howie batting as the leadoff batter, Caden McAlpin, and there's a strike. And it's no balls, two strikes to count. And he looked back at the umpire that time. And I mean, that pitch was, I could call that one before the umpire did. That was right down the heart of the plate. And the throw over to first. We're in the top of the fifth. One out and one on. The Indians, again, have had only one hit in this game. Here's a ball pop foul down the right field side. Cardinals have out-hit the Tribe 8-1 and lead on the scoreboard 9-0. Howie waits, and the pitch is way up high this time, and it's one ball and two strikes. Howie's a freshman in this Cardinal lineup. It's a mixture. They've got a number of seniors, but there's a curveball that's hit foul down the first base line, back down the right field line. It's going to get out of play, and the count holds at a ball and two strikes. For the Cardinals, Abram Howard is just a freshman. Davis is a senior. Mullins a freshman. Maynard a senior, Gaines a senior, McAlpin is a junior in the lineup. Another throw over to first. Howie a freshman. Folks is a junior. They've got a couple of juniors. Spicer is a senior. Hansel and Solis, their main pitchers are both seniors. They'll lose a good nucleus, but they'll have a nucleus coming back. Pitch fouled off for a strike. It holds at one ball, two strikes to count. And the pitch, and that hits Howie. So the hit batsman puts runners at first and second with one out. Now we go back to the top of the batting order. McAlpin has lined out to the first baseman, struck out, and walked. Left-hand batter. Indians hoping to keep this lead at 9. Not force themselves to have to score to keep this game going. Here's a pitch that's just a bit high for a ball. Kaba. Coming on to pitch in the third inning. There's a strike. Again, Cabo has struggled hitting the ball. He struggled on the mound this year, but you know, it's not unusual. I mean, this is a sport that you kind of have those slumps. Here's a ball ripped to right field. That's a line drive single that, and the run's going to come to the plate, and the throw is going to come in, and it will be just a little bit late, and it's 10 to nothing. Not a bad throw out there from Braxton Wells. Just the youngster just couldn't quite get enough on it. Mullins able to score from second base. On to third and on to second go the runners. And it's 10 to nothing. Here's J.P. Gaines, who has singled and homered, driven in a run and scored twice. Hit a shot over the left center field fence his last time up there. Really to left field, I should call it. Pitches down low for a ball. So Gaines bats. Howard is on deck. There's a ground ball, a line drive. Third baseman throws, or the shortstop throws the runner out at third. A 6-5 double play, and the inning is over just like that. So in the top half of the fifth inning, the Cardinals get a run on a hit. There was a Montgomery County error and a runner left on base. We go to the home fifth. The Indians need a run to keep this game going, and they'll have Kofor, Doerr, and Kaba up to the plate against Lachlan Hansel, who's allowed only one in. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank. Indians bat here in the bottom of the fifth inning, needing a run to keep the game going. Evan Kofor, Braden Doerr, and Jamin Kaba to bat here. And the first pitch is on the inside part of the plate for a strike from Lachlan Hansel. Kofor grounded out to the shortstop his first time up. Pitch is way up high for a ball. Hansel with a one-hitter as the Indians bat here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That was a base hit by Eli Leach last inning. Hansel delivers, and that pitch is inside, and it's 2-1. He's thrown only 55 pitches so far in this game. That pitch is up and away, and it's 3-1. Has six strikeouts through the first four innings of the game. Walked two and hit a batter. That pitch is on the inside part of the plate, and the count runs full at 3-2. Glad you're with us here on this Wednesday evening. And there's a high bouncer to the second baseman who gloves and throws, and there's the first out of this fifth inning. Braden Dorr was a strikeout victim his first time up. Dorr batting and Kaba is on deck. Well, if you're driving around and want to still see some baseball, there will be a junior varsity game coming up here after this contest. That pitch is way up and in for a ball. There's a swing, and he got around on that one really quick and fouled it off third base side. It's one ball, one strike. And Dorr, one of the many young players for Montgomery County in their lineup. Jake Todd and Evan Kofer, and there's a pitch down in the dirt, and it's two balls and a strike. Of course, with the seniors, you know, you always want to keep playing hard. I mean, Ethan Overhauser, Eli Leach, Sam Cooper, good group of senior players on this team. They just, again, have kind of been playing, for the most part, behind other players. There's a pop-up right on the pitcher's mound, third base side. The third baseman will call off the pitcher to make the play. I used to break this, and there are two outs.
That's about number 17, Jamin Kaba.
So it's down to Jamin Kaba to try to keep the game going. Kaba, right-handed batter. Hansel's first pitch to him is just a bit inside for a ball. 1-0. That one's up and away. Two balls and no strikes to Kaba. Lambert waiting on deck for Montgomery County. He didn't have a leadoff base runner on in three of the first four innings. 3-5 now, and that pitch misses high, and it's 3-0. Now they're trying to get a base runner here with two outs, and we're going to have a meeting at the mound. I don't know if Lachlan Hansel, I think he's maybe struggling with his right foot after he stepped that time, and he's missed with the first three pitches to Kaba with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. I don't know if he's going to be able to continue. We might get a pitching change here. No, he's going to stay. See if they let him throw a couple of pitches. I don't know. So Kaba will step back in against Lachlan Hansel. Right here, he's working from a stretch windup here with nobody on. And the pitch. That's in for a strike. 3-1. Brought that one right down Main Street. 3-1 pitch. And that's way inside, and that hit him. That didn't hit him. He said it's going to be ball four. Almost hit him, but he's able to get out of the way and take ball four. So it's the runner at first, and here is Raylan Lambert, another one of these young players for the Indians, has had only seven official at-bats, walked when he came in place of Jace Mays, and the first pitch is in for a strike right at the knees. Good fastball from Hansel there. Got this 10-0 lead, no reason to just do anything but throw strikes. There's a ball, check swing foul, back out of play to the right side, and Indians are down to their final strike now. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss, and this one's over. Seventh strikeout of the game for Lachlan Hansel. The Indians with no runs, no hits, and they leave a runner on base. Final five innings, Clark County 10, Montgomery County nothing, and we'll return to Bobby Joe Whitaker Field to recap this one for you. After we step out a couple of minutes, you're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new peach LA. Get more details on our website, LA1.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
Back here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field, it was all Clark County today. The Cardinals took advantage of some early defensive problems for the Indians and got a five-run lead right off the bat. And they're able to go on and win it 10-0 in five innings here today as they improved to 18-10. Montgomery County now at 6-15 on the season. Game really doesn't do anything to change the district picture, much as you still anticipate that it'll be Montgomery County and Bourbon County. Those teams play tomorrow, and Clark County and Paris in the other game in the opening round, and they're going to call off the junior varsity game today, so no JV game, and those people might have been coming out. And in the softball game, Central leads Montgomery County 6-1 at the top of the fifth inning. That's been a Montgomery County team that's been coming from behind in late innings. We'll see what happens today. But, again, we've got no junior varsity game to be played here. The winning numbers for Clark County, 10 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and 4 left. The Indians had no runs on a hit, committed 4 errors and left 4. Again, in that first inning, 5 runs on 4 hits. All of the runs, though, run earned for Clark County, as Jace Mays, the Montgomery County starter, had a chance to be out of that inning without any run scoring, and then he went through a quick second inning, gave up a leadoff home run in the third to Caden Spicer, and then Caba came on, and Caba really pitched pretty well. Cardinals able to get a couple more unearned runs off of Caba, but J.P. Gaines also hit a long home run for the Cardinals. So Cardinals hit the ball pretty well. They also took advantage of the Indians' errors, but Clark County improving to 18-10, and again, they stay perfect in terms of the district schedule, and now Montgomery County gets ready to play Bourbon County here tomorrow afternoon at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. We'll have that game for you right about a little before 6 o'clock. We'll be on the air here. for the Indians and the Colonels, and hope you'll plan on joining us for that contest. But for now, our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer, those of you who have joined us, and all of our sponsors. Thanks for being with us on a beautiful afternoon from Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. Your final was all Cardinals. They went at 10-0 over the Indians today, and we'll be back again tomorrow afternoon. Till then, so long, everybody.
You're listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more timeless favorites on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
I can't remember when you weren't there, when I didn't care for any.